And the devil just kept attacking me spiritually, and he was like, God's not got your back. You're on your own. Like, you can't put your trust in anyone. You've been betrayed by X amount of people. And it's like, how can you trust him? And so slowly I started losing faith in God and putting my faith in myself and counting on myself to get through everything. And so instead of asking God what he wanted me to do, it was what I wanted to do, what I could do to make the most amount of money in the least amount of time and to have fun with my life. And just, you know, not, I never asked him for permission, be like, God, is this what you want me to do? Is this where you want me to go? And so I just slowly lost sight of that. And especially during our most recent move, when we were going to move to Maryland, it was really hard for me because whenever I was little, I always had one request. Even as many moves as we went to, I just wanted to finish out my senior year in one place. Because we've moved so much, but that was the one thing I wanted, and it wasn't going to happen. And I was really hurt and upset by that, and I was just really mad, and I was really mad at God, and I'm like, why would you do this to me? Like, I've been happy everywhere you've placed us, and this was just my one request, and why me? And so I was really mad, and then, long story short, we get over there, and we end up moving back here, and I remember when we got the phone call from Mom and Dad, like, I was super happy, and then I just, like, you know when you get that feeling, like, this was his plan, like, and I felt so guilty, because I was like, I was being a jerk. I was being a jerk to God. I was mad at him. I wasn't even talking to him. I was just completely shutting him out of my life, and yet he brought me back here with all of my friends and my family, and I was just felt so guilty and ashamed that I was just putting him through the ringer, and I'm like, why? And then he's like, I'm going to give you what you want. And I was just mind blown and just really upset with myself and how I handled the whole situation. And I was still stuck. Like, I was like, okay, I'm going to try and make things right with God. And I was just like, you're stuck. You don't know how to move forward. And then my mom told me about YWAM, which is Youth with a Mission. And I was like, oh, that's mission work. And that's like something I completely forgot about for like maybe 10 some years. It's like just off the table now. And then I was like, oh, that's really cool. It's just a fun like 6 month thing to do. And so I got on their website to find their DTS, and you put in like what you're passionate about and everything. And I have a hard time with kids. I'm not the best with them. And I just, for some reason, one of their passions was youth and children. And I was like, I ended up clicking it, and I don't know why. And then I saw Impact DTS in Norway. And I was like, okay, wait, that's Norway. A discipleship training school. So that's, it's like a, normally for a lot of the schools, it's a 6 month program, but for some reason this one was 9 months, and it's Norway. And you think about Norway, and it's like, who wants to go to Norway? It's so far out there. It's cold. It's dark. It's 20 hours a night in the winter. And that's when I would be going. And so the funny thing is about that though, is I just applied. I didn't even email them asking about it. I just sent in an application, and I was like, This is 9 months long in Norway, so I'm going to look at other options. And so there was one in Hawaii, there was one in Greece, there was one in Italy, and I emailed them. I didn't apply, and it turns out for all of those other ones, you have to be 18 to go. And I was like, well, gosh darn it, I'm going to be in 20 hours a night when I could be in Hawaii at the beach, okay? I was a little upset by that, and I was like, okay, whatever. We'll see where it goes. And so I had a Zoom call with them, and these people are so amazingly kind and sweet, and you can just see how God's working. And it's a really small DTS too. It's not big like at all. And so that's another really strange reason why I found it, because it was like right front and center. And I was like, and they're like, yeah, nobody really ever applies here. And I'm like, guess I'll be one of the 13. And so, and then we had another Zoom call with my parents, and they asked them, they're like, how do you feel about, like, your 17-year-old child coming and staying with us for 9 months? And they're like, Mom and Dad were just completely supportive of the whole thing. And at first I'm just, like, shocked. Like, My parents are sending me to Norway, letting me go to Norway. And I never in my wildest dreams would have pictured that happening. And like, and so, and they're like, yeah, we're fine with it. Whatever God wants to do in her life, you know? And so then I got accepted. And so slowly I start getting cold feet. Cause it's like I said, I've been saying for repeatedly now, it's 9 months and it's a long time. And I've never been away from my family, let alone in a foreign country. Like I went to Mexico for a mission trip, but that was 2 weeks with mom and dad and Max. And, so it's really crazy. Every time I start getting cold feet, God sends a sign, and it's amazing how he does it too. Cause the other day, maybe like a month ago, I was like, it always happens down at work where I'm just quiet and I'm thinking, I'm like, Norway, 9 months, long time, cold. And then sure enough, that afternoon, mom comes up while I'm on the mower down at work, and she's like, hey, Norway sent you a letter. And I'm like, okay, that's weird. I didn't think they'd send me a letter. And I open it, and then on a paper, it has all these different words that their whole staff had for me from God. And a lot of those hit really close to home. And I was like, wow, okay, this is really cool. And I was like, I ain't gonna get cold feet no more. Well, sure enough, I did. And this was like last week. And I was like, you know what? Because, okay, I'm going to tell you all this. And you're going to be like, where the heck is she going with this story? But I am very pet peeved about my mattress. And I don't want anybody else. Tori told me 500 times not to tell you all this story, but I have to because it's cool. And so I was just like, I don't want anybody else touching my mattress. I don't want you on it. I don't want, just get off. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to be sleeping on, like, really old mattresses over there. It's kind of nasty. And then, sure enough, that as soon as I thought that, I went on their Instagram page, and they got 30 new mattresses for that DTS, for this semester, for Impact DTS. And I was like, wow, okay. That's not a sign. I don't know what is. And it's weird, too. It's something weird and out of the ordinary, like a mattress. And sure enough, they got new ones. And then another example is when I was doing my whole visa application process, just going through everything that I needed to have for it. I needed travel insurance. And mom kept from me that that was a big deal. So she was like, so I was like, oh, yeah, we can get it. Easy peasy, lemon squeezy. And then mom's like, yeah, sure. And then she told me later on that she was freaking out about the whole thing. And I was like, well, why don't you call, what is it, like Burchett Insurance, which is our car insurance company, but I didn't know that that was the different. And she called them and she was like, hey, do y'all do travel insurance? And they're like, not really. We might be able to, but let me give you the phone number of someone who does. And so she called them, and then this guy answered the phone, and mom started telling him about me and my whole Norway thing. And he was like, oh my gosh, that is so cool. Because he had a daughter that just like me, before she went to college, before she went to do anything else, she wanted to see what else was out there, what God had planned for her, so she went to do missions. And she ended up meeting someone over there, and they ended up getting married. But you, like, in so many examples, you could see, like, how God was all over their lives. And so he was just telling mom, and he was like, I got exactly what you need. I'm going to get you exactly what you need for that visa application. And it was, and it happened within, like, what, a day? 2 days? An hour. Yeah. And so I had my travel insurance, and then the next week, I think we went to Washington, D.C. and applied for my visa. And it was just, it's just really cool because you can see how God's hand's all over this. And even when I start getting cold feet, something happens where it's going to, like, everything's going to be okay. And I know it's going to be hard for the first little bit over there just because it's so far away and it's away from my family, but I know that I can get through it. It's got to get over that homesickness hump, you know? And I know how my life is going to be forever changed after Norway, and I don't know how yet, but I know it will. And I know when I come back, things are just going to be so different. And it's exciting, but it's also nerve-wracking a little bit just because things are going to change so much. But I'm so excited for the change because I know it's going to be good. And so God only gives clues as what to do, and I'm trying to follow the clues as best I can. Whenever I am over there, I'm going to be a good steward and treat it like a job and learn as much as I can and be the best missionary that I can be. And Dad wanted me to tell you that I'm going to eat lots of pickled herring. So I don't know about that. He wants me to, but I'm like, that might be too far. I don't think I can do it. And the majority of missionaries are self-funded, and if God has called me to be a missionary, then I want to make the most of my talents and resources that people give to support me. So.
So a while ago, Sean sent me a picture that reminded him of Ruby Kate, that James Nesbitt made. And then a couple Sundays ago when Craig prayed over the graduates, I loved the prayer and I asked him to send it to me because it was perfect words to send Ruby Kate off with. And then he also had a word for Ruby Kate that had fire and intensity all over it. And then I thought, oh, wow, there's that picture that Sean sent me. So I actually ordered this poster for Ruby Kate, and on the back of it I put Craig's prayer for the graduates and also Craig's word there. But I brought it because if any of you have a word for Ruby of encouragement or a prayer or something, I would love for you to sign this and write that on there, and we're going to send this over to Norway with her for just to be encouraged and comforted and know that we're all back here at home loving her and praying for her.